commission. Actually, what I was thinking is, you know, like in this introduction, like when they, before they start the poems, if I just like write it in sort of like a dramatic way, in other words, like, you know, when Baba first gave you that line, that deal, taram, you know, my heart gets a terrible fright, that was in Guru Prasad. So if we start off like that, say like, April is such a hot month, you know, thou went to Baba's room at this time, when he went, Baba's up close, like that, sort of, you know, in a little bit of a story way, and just in that way, give all the, I mean, I'll do that. I just want to know some of those stories, like you said about when you, even before that, when Baba told you to write those different poets and everything. And even I'm going to tell them that, like, in college and everything, you never wrote any poetry in your life before, or, you know, your student days. You didn't, I mean, you'd read the Gita and all that, but when Baba said write poetry, you had no idea.
You just asked me.
Well, first thing I'll ask is, like, when did Baba first tell you write poetry? It was Mary Jyoti, wasn't it?
No, poetry, of course, you know, when I came to Baba. I joined him in 1953. At that time, of course, I had no idea about writing, and I never expected that Baba would give me such type of work. But when I came to him, then he gave me correspondence work. So I was doing correspondence. Then from Dehradun, we came down to Mahabaleshwar and Satara. In Mahabaleshwar also, I was doing correspondence. Then at Satara, it so happened that Baba asked me to write an article. So that article I wrote.
He didn't give you a theme, just one name.
No, article means it was about Hamirpur. So I wrote that. It was not for Hamirpur. This darshan took place in 1954 at Ahmadnagar, and there was that meeting. So at that time, of course, he said that write something. So I wrote one, and Baba liked it very much. It was sent to Meherpokar, and of course the whole trend was changed because that article was quite different, and Keshav Nigam received many letters about that article, that it is quite new trend. So far, of course, we read so many articles, everything, but it is so interesting, so touching, and it is well written, because my name was not given. I did not give my name.
And this was so, read out at the program at Mehrabad?
No, not Mehrabad. I wrote it at Satara after this program. So when that article, of course, Keshav Nigam received so many letters about that article, that it was, the name of that article was Pathik, that means the pilgrim. So there, of course, I wrote in such a way, it was very interesting. At the same time, it was very touching.
How people should become a real pilgrim?
No, about different programs and what happened when Baba went to Mahas Darshan and all this, so many things were there in one article. It was just that one copy of the magazine was full of that article. It was so big. So it was very interesting.
So that I think one must translate.
So when Keshav Nigam received many letters about that, and they wanted to know who wrote that, and I had told Keshav Nigam not to tell anyone. So then afterwards, of course, somebody came to know, and they wrote, and somebody wrote to me about that article, that why don't you go on giving such articles in Meherpokar. Then afterwards, Baba sent me to Hamirpur. And there, you know, when I came back from there, so I wrote another article. And it was also very much appreciated by different people, though my name was not there. And they were wondering who wrote such article, even when there was this Savas program. So they were talking, and they were telling me that now this Meherpokar, of course, the whole trend is changed, the language is quite different. so simple language and articles so touching. They were telling me. So then afterwards it so happened that one day I was keeping night watch and I was sitting there and just a thought came in my mind that I have to write books. No, Satara. Write books. And I could not understand. I said, why such thoughts are coming? Baba was there and that thought came. And I said, books? I never wrote books. Oh, then again that thought came, oh, you have to write so many books. And I could not understand. But Baba did not say anything at that time. Then we came down to Mehr Azad. And once when we were in Pune, I think in 1958. So Baba gave, 59, Pune. So Baba gave someone to write a play on him in Marathi. And he tried and tried and he could not write. So then from Guru Prasad, when we came down to Mehr Azad. So there was a talk and one day Baba said that there should be some play in Hindi. And because I did not know, I did not say anything. I kept quiet and Baba said, why don't you try? I said, Baba, I am not a writer. How can I write?
This is in Mandali Hall.
Mandali Hall. So how can I write? I never wrote. So Baba said that this is not my order. You just try. So I kept quiet, you know. He said, try. I said, when he has asked me to try, it is not his order. So then afterwards in the evening when I went to him, so he said, how many pages did you write today? It was that morning talk. In the evening when I went to him, so he said, how many pages did you write? And I said, not a single page, Baba. He said, why? He said, it was not your order. So did I not ask you to try? That was my order. Why did you not try? And then he was after me. So then I had to write. And I wrote a play. That was not a good play. But Baba said, wonderful. Divya Leela, Divine Game. Wonderful. Very good play.
And
anything which I would write, I would read out. Sometimes when I would write, he would come to my room. And he would ask me to read out everything, whatever I would write, he would, I would read out to him and he would listen.
But this person was read out before everyone, just in his room?
No, Mandali Hall, Mandali Hall. So it was read out and he liked it. He said, wonderful, very good play. And he sent for painting. After a few days, he says that the play was very good. But you know, there must be some songs. Then, of course, it would be very nice. So I said, who would write songs, Baba? He said, you suggest. Then, of course, I suggested the names of different poets. And then Kesho Nigam also. He said, yes, good idea. But you know, he said, because they don't know the context of the play, so they would not be able to write. So, in the play, of course, the song should be according to the context. So, why don't you try? I said, Baba, songs I never wrote. I cannot write. So, he said, when I asked you to write a play, you said, I don't know how to write. And the same thing you are repeating. No repetition, nothing, just try. So, I wrote about 4 or 5 songs. They were not correct. But he said, wonderful. And he sent those songs also for printing, along with the play. And after a few days, he says to me, I want you to write 100 songs.
Well, when did that incident that happened when you did write those poems? That was before this? When you actually did write those letters to the poems?
No, it will come now. So, because... And he was after me, so this Mehar Jyoti came out. So I wrote songs, but I did not feel satisfied. Did not feel satisfied. I said, I have no idea, nothing. I know nothing. And Baba would say that, oh, wonderful, wonderful. So another book he gave for printing. And then I said to him, that Baba, here, you know, of course, I have no idea, you ask me to write. So why not, if some poets come in your contact, that would be very nice. They would write sublime things. So he said, who are the poets? So I just told him about different poets. He said, all right, write to them. So I wrote letters to them. When I wrote letters about Baba and different things, you know, so I got response also from them. And then he said to me that don't write, don't reply. And I said that he asked me to write letters to them and now they are giving good response. And I was under this impression that after that, of course, Baba would call them and they would come in contact. So he said, don't reply. Don't write to them again. So I had to stop. I did not write then. And then afterwards, of course, he asked me to this another play. Well, and then...
He said call their works and you read out them.
No, no, afterwards. After,
when
was this? In 60? 60. Afterwards, it happened like this. Oh, no, no. At that very time,
yeah,
it so happened that when I told him about different poets, so he asked me, have you got books?
Yeah.
I said, yes. So I took the books and I read out. So Baba said, what is there? Dry? It is just dry. There is nothing, only language. What is there? What is there? Your writing is quite different. It is just, it flows like a river. That is different, quite different. Here, it is just dry. So don't tell me about those poets and don't write to them anymore. So I stopped. And then one after another book and one after another. And in 1967, he said to me that I want you to write ghazals.
This is Mehrazad.
And I said to him, well, ghazals? It is impossible to write in Hindi. Ghazals can be written only in Urdu or Persian, not in Hindi or in any other language. So he said, what do you think? I am Ustad, means master. I taught Gani, Dr. Gani, and he would write. I would also teach you. But you try. So I tried. And of course, in ghazal form, I wrote one book named Mehar Geetika. That was ghazal form, just like our Francis has written. They are not ghazals, actually. That is the form. So,
what do you mean by ghazal form? Means complete to
ghazal form, that is different. Meter is different. Everything, that rhyming is different. So, one rhyme, when you take that rhyme, it is always repeated. Here, you know, you just, in songs you can change, but in ghazal, first couplet either first line rhyming or second line,
mm-hmm,
it just continues the same,
okay,
continues the same, and it goes very difficult.
So,
very difficult to just have the same, to maintain it. It is not possible in other language. So he said, I am Ustad, I will teach you. But you try. So I tried, wrote about how many songs I wrote in Mehar Geetika. So he liked very much all those songs he liked. He said, because new meters, quite new meters in Hindi. No. So quite new meters. So he liked those songs very much, but he said that these are not ghazals. And I would teach you in Guru Prasad. So we went to Guru Prasad. And it was summer time and Baba would just close. 67. So 67 means here Mehar Geetika, then this Mehar Sarod also, there at Guru Prasad. At the same time I was translating this Wayfarers. So and
so
two months.
At
no, no, I was writing still doing, and I did a part of it there at Guru Prasad. So Mehar Geetika, Mehar Sarod, and translation.
Mehar Sarod didn't start till you finished that.
No. So there, he asked me to translate this, Wayfarers. And at the same time, one day when I went there, in his room for night watch, So when he would retire, of course, everything would be remain closed, ventilators. And it was, yes, it was very, very hot. Very, very hot. Every summer in India means what? Very hot. I would just be on my panty. I would not put on clothes and perspire like anything. So he said, today I would teach you how to write ghazals. And Baba was sitting there on his bed. And he gave me this line. Ab to name ishq se sakt ghabrata hai dil. He gave me this line. And he was playing tabla, the drum, on his thigh here. And he said that you repeat on this rhythm.
As soon as she went there, he said today.
So then, of course, I repeated, and Baba was playing that tabla on his thigh. So half an hour, I could not follow. I was perspiring. Baba was perspiring like anything. And I could not follow. So I said to him that, Baba, now I don't follow. Please don't take trouble, Baba. So he says, continue. I continued for half an hour more. Could not follow. And also because it was very hot, you know, I said, Baba, please stop. So continue. Again, I continued for 15 minutes, but could not follow anything. And then I got exasperated and I said to him that, Baba, please stop. I don't follow anything. So I said, useless. Go and sit there. So I was sitting there.
Yeah, when you were repeating that, you were sitting also.
No, I was standing. Standing, not sitting. I was standing before him. And he was playing that tabla on his thigh. And I was repeating. So then when I was sitting, Baba was just lying down. Still he was playing that tabla on his thigh while lying down. And I was thinking, what sort of nut I am. Baba took so much trouble for me, but I could not follow anything. And just like wind, you know, everything came. And as soon as everything came in my mind, Baba got up and he said, compose. And within 5 minutes, I composed. And the whole thing. And one ghazal read out. And he felt very happy. Then since that day, it started. One after another, every day, four, five ghazals. He would give me lines. And then one line he would give. Sometimes he would give one for one ghazal, two ghazals. Sometimes he would give for only one. And then I would compose other ghazals.
Would he say specifically, I'm giving three couplets using one ghazal?
No. Yes. And then, of course, I would be writing up to 3 o'clock from morning to 3 o'clock. Then 3 o'clock I would go to him for watch. So as soon as I would go, he would ask me, how many ghazals did you write? Yes. And then I would read out those ghazals which I would write. And then he would feel pleased. Then it so happened that Guru Prasad, almost I had completed that Gitika and this Meher Sarod.
So that was simultaneously going on.
Oh, yes. And then Wayfarers. So one day... Yes. And then what happened? That afterwards... every day, as soon as I would go to him, he would ask me, how many did you write today? And I would read out. So one day I said, Baba, now it has become too much. You want me to translate Wayfarers. At the same time, you want me to write ghazals. And I have to keep watch here also. So it is too much for me. So he said, then what do you want? Whether you want to write ghazals or you want to translate Wayfarers. So I said, I have already completed half of it. So even if I leave it now, some other time I have to do it. So why not to complete that? Because I am not interested in that translation.
Yes.
So it was boring for me. So I said, why not to complete that one and then I write? So he said, all right. So then, but Meher Sarod, mostly it was completed there. So in 2 months, 12 days, Meher Sarod, Meher Gitika, and Wayfarers translation.
And then he started with Meher Sarod.
He started, but part of it, I wrote there. And then, of course, after completing, then I thought that now I would not write. It is too much now. So then we came down to Mehr Azad. So when we came down to Mehr Azad, he called Kesho Nigam. And of course, he gave those books for printing. And then, of course, he would give me one line every day for this Mehr Roshni. So sometimes I would compose, sometimes I would not compose, but I would keep the lines with me. So all those lines which I collected afterwards, of course I composed, but some of them I composed when Baba was there and I read out those. Huh, about those couplets, you know. Couplets, I think I wrote it in 1963 or 62, I don't know. So at that time, of course, he asked me to write, and then when I would write, Dr. Ginde would also come at that time there. Here at Mehr Azad.
After you came down, before you get to
Kesho Nigam. It is 63, I'm telling you, 63, previous. So when I would read out, he would ask me to read out, and Dr. Ginde, and he would tell me that, do you know what, have you any idea of what you have written? And he would tell Dr. Ginde and others that this man says that he does not know, but has he any idea of what he has written? Kabir, of course, Kabir has written sublime thing, but he has written in such a way that here he has taken care of the language, everything. In Kabir, sublime thing is there, but language is not there. But here he has taken care of language also. And he always complains that he does not know, he cannot write, so many things. But even in 1968, I felt so fed up. I never wanted to write anything. I never wanted to write anything. But then when people would go out for some function, I had to prepare speeches for them. So in 1968, of course, Chagan was to go, and Baba asked me to write a speech for him. So what he did, you know, when I felt completely fed up, so I prepared, that speech for Chagan, and Baba called him, and Baba asked him to read out. And it was for the first time, otherwise Baba would never call ladies. So that curtain was put there in Mandli Hall, and the ladies were that side, and Chagan would read out that speech, and then he would ask each one the opinion about that, and they would say, wonderful, wonderful. And Baba said to me, told them, that I have been telling this man about his writing, but he never believes. He writes such a sublime things, and at the same time, he complains, I don't know, it is his habit. I'm telling him, but he does not believe, and he says that I can't write, and just see what writing. So also, you know, in 1961, he had composed two ghazals for me. And in Mehr Sarod, you know, that name and everything, he was particular that I should put. I put my name there. Mehr Gitika, I did not do that. But he was very particular. So sometimes he would compose when I would not put my name there in ghazals. So he would compose and he would put. He said, no, name should be there. It is the way. Yes. So he would compose some lines, of course. You will find that composed by Baba where my name is there. But in 1961, two ghazals he had dictated and put my name there. The whole ghazals composed by him. So also that Tumhi Toho, that you alone are. The whole most of the things he composed. He composed. And that too, I think that in 1960 or 61, he had given me one couplet, and but I could not compose. But when I was translating this everything and nothing, and he asked me one day that one prayer should be there, And then I remembered about that, so I composed 6 couplets in the evening when I went to him. So he said, "Did you compose the prayer?" I said, "Yes." So he said, "Read out." So I read out. And that night, he composed the whole thing. He composed the whole thing. Mehrazad. And of course, this Everything and Nothing, when he asked me to translate the Everything and Nothing, so he said that translate in a simple language, but it should be very interesting. And I said, "Interesting, Baba? If it is interesting in English, it will be interesting in Hindi." He said, "That I don't know, but it should be very interesting." And I could not follow. And you think over that. And that's why, you know, I put the whole thing in conversation. Next day when I translated one discourse and read out, so this is the way I wanted you to write. And also he asked me to harsify and just include many songs there. That's why that book is so big. So big. You stop. Finished now. About this.
You said, like, when you would go there, as you would read it, you would gesture, as you would read the ghazal to him.
Yes, of course, you know, just like weeping, so he would make gestures, then restless heart, and he would say that, "Do you know, have you any idea what you have written? Have you any idea how touching it is?" So all this, when I would read, he would make gestures, you know.
You said it like a song to a man.
Hmm?
You told me it was like a song to a man.
Yes. Now, about the ocean, he would make this gesture, ocean coming out, all this, like this. And he would feel very happy, very happy.
Would he ever embrace you after you read it?
No, sometimes, not all. Sometimes, once it so happened that one ghazal I wrote, and he liked it so much. So the next day in Manli Hall, he called me and he asked me to read out again. So I read out, but it was very deep. Nobody could follow there. Nobody could follow at that time. So Baba laughed and I laughed. Because it was very deep, only Baba knew what it was. Mm-hmm. It was something like that, I don't remember. So, it was something like that. Nobody could follow. They thought that I am just writing as if I am on sixth plane. So Baba laughed and I laughed.
So, did Baba give the title
to Mehrazad? Yes, he did.
After it's all finished, then he gave the title?
He gave the title, before he gave for printing, he gave the title, Meher Sarod, and then Meher Sarod and Meher Geetika, it was the title.
So
even all these, all the titles of all the books, Divya Leela, Prem Mahima, Meher Jyoti, it was all given by Baba. I did not.
So, the title Meher Sarod, though, you said song and instrument also. Meher Sarod?
Sarod is an instrument. Sarod means song also.
So, here it's mostly song.
No, no, these ghazals, in Hindi, they are called songs, Geet.
Yeah.
In
called Meher Sarod. But, I mean, Sarod meaning song here, right? Like Baba's instrument.
Either Sarod one. Means instrument and also song.
And Baba, you said once told you about how your writing is so high.
Yes, he would say that what sublime his writing in simple words, but so high, so deep, so touching, it flows like river. It flows, always you would say that it flows like a river. Whatever he writes, whether he writes in prose or in poetry, it is just like a river. And of course I experience, I would not take any time, you know, I would just write continuously and in short time, all these books.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's the thing about Jeet, because there's a road. And every one, there's a new idea. It's not just repetition. It's like the chata bird race for Swati Rain. I mean, it's just so new ideas, you know. The self, you know, as Dudley Gray, the images are so different. You know, it's like unique. And that's what it's amazing. You don't even think about it. You just sat down and wrote.
Of course, it would just come, you know. It would just come. It would just come. But only thing in 1968, when I was feeling fed up with writing, no more writing, I said to him. So at that time, of course, he wanted me to write biography. So biography, no, in 1967, he had already started giving me points on the book, The Nothing and the Everything. So previously, after his seclusion work in 1967, he would call me inside the hall. Of course, nobody would be there. He would call me and he would give me points. So it went on. And then afterwards, of course, he would give me points in his room during night. But everybody knew that Baba was giving me points in the hall, Manli Hall previously. Everybody knew that Baba was dictating me a book. So then Nothing and the Everything. And at that time, of course, when I would ask him for explanation, because certain things I would not follow. So he said to me that just take down, don't interrupt. Everything would be crystal clear to you. And then afterwards he never explained. And when he dropped his body, I was just thinking what to do now. He did not explain. But when I started writing, it is really crystal clear to me. Very, very clear to me. At the same time, when he asked me about biography to write, I never wanted to write. I was feeling fed up. That's why Baba would call Chagan and ask him to read out just to encourage me. And he would read out and everybody would appreciate. But he did not say anything to me. But it so happened that in October 1968, there was a meeting about this Darshan program in 1969. And Kesho Nigam had come. And he was staying for 2 days there at Mehrazad. So when he came, I was going to, he was in his room, and before I went to Baba, of course, I went to his room just for 5 minutes. And Kesho Nigam said, I said, what about Baba work there? Oh, it is going on very well, but you know, there Baba's biography should be there in Hindi. It is much in demand. So I did not pay much attention and I went to Baba. So when I went to him, he asked me, did you meet Kesho Nigam? I said, while coming, of course, I went to see him. So what did he say? I said, nothing, you know, I was just talking, asking about Baba work there in Hamirpur district. And what else? And I said, nothing, just this. I was not there just for 5 minutes. I was, I went to see him. What else did he say? So he said, then I had to tell him that he said that Baba's biography is in Hindi is much in much demand and somebody should write. So Baba said, he's right. It should be there. I said, who will write Baba? So he kept quiet. He did not say anything because he knew that I was fed up. So at that time he did not say. Then Kesho Nigam left and after some time, you know, one night when I was there, he asked me, have you got Tulsikrat Ramayan, means Baba's Ram's life written by Tulsidas? I said, I don't have the book. So he said, will you call for that book? I said, yes. So the next day I called that book. The next day I took that book to him when I was keeping night watch. So he opened the book. He asked me to write, to read some couplets here. Then again he would close and another chapter he would close, he would open. And after 5 minutes, he closed and he said that you will write better than this. And I said, Baba, I don't want to write. I don't want. He said, yes, yes, you don't. I know that you don't want to write. All right. So then afterwards he did not say a word. But one night, that was January 24, 1969. Then when he was in critical condition, little movement would give him jerks, spasm. So then he gave me instruction for this book, his biography, in verse. And he said to me so many pages and what I should write. Then about manifestation, he said, I would tell you what you should write. Then he asked me to write to use 4 meters. And he said that I would give you the meters. And after a week, he dropped his body. So then I was really very much worried what to do now, what to do. But then I got that idea that I must collect material by that time, maybe. So then I collected the material, and then still the meters I did not find and nothing. That's why I wrote the biography in prose first. I said now just I must, this is just what you call the diary report. So I started doing that. And when I started doing that, the last chapter, that means about manifestation, when I, no stoppage, I would work 16 hours, 17 hours, 18 hours a day, continuously. And do you know how much time did I take to write 11 volumes? About 7 months. 7 months. Even if you just copy down the whole thing, how much time will it take? So continuously without a break. So last chapter when I was writing about manifestation, of course I could not understand it. Could not understand. So the pen was in my hand and I was just thinking, you know. And it fell down and it broke into 2 pieces. And then I felt that it is the indication from Baba that I should stop here. So I stopped. And then afterwards, it so happened that
it's for them. It's for them.
Oh.
You could deliver.
All right.
All right. 1 note for each.
All right. All right.
What happened? I guess.
Just I'm completing. So it so happened that when what I was telling you.
Excuse me.
So I thought that it is an indication from Baba that I must stop. So I stopped. When I stopped, and that very night I was thinking about the meters, and one after another I got the 4 meters. And then I started writing in verse. But good that I wrote in prose, so everything was in my mind. And how much time did I take for this verse biography? 3 months and 20 days. It was all in my mind, did not refer anything here and there, just wrote. And in 3 months and 20 days, I completed the whole biography. There must be about 14,000 couplets. 14,000 couplets. And then afterwards, about this manifestation. So meters he gave me about manifestation, still it was unclear. I could not write. And then I thought that it is better for me to write separate book on manifestation. Separate book. So I did not write it at the time. And then I was taken up in the trust. And trust work started. And no time. But then gradually, you know, one day, of course, I thought that that work should be completed. So I started. No, it was you who wanted me just to say out in the tape, you know.
Right.
So I started like this, and then of course you gave to Heather, and Heather of course he asked me so many questions about the different things, and that's why article by article I wrote and completed. But I felt that now whatever he said, that I would tell you about the manifestation he did. He did.
When Bob would give you those lines and Guru Prasad put his letters to her, he would gesture and you would
take down.
Yeah, and you would take that. So I mean, you would always keep pencil paper there in the room for this.
Always, it would be always be there.
And in the afternoon there, I mean, he didn't put on the lights when he would retire, would he?
Who?
He would close everything, but then the light would be on in the room?
Yes, I would put on the light.
You put on the light.
Yes.
Because in Marisol, you told me like there was just kerosene lamp at night.
No, Guru Prasad, of course.
Yeah.
And here at Mehrazad, when he would dictate me something, then a torch light would be there. Torch.
Yeah.
I would just keep the torch there.
So, I mean, as like Guru Prasad, before all these lines in Mehrazad, he would dictate, he would say out, and you'd go write it down.
He would show me the gestures, and I would write.
Right.
I would write.
Because that must be so difficult to take down what he's saying and get it in rhyme and just exactly.
No, but he would dictate. He would dictate gestures. I would read the gestures and write.
Yeah. I mean,
Sometimes he would be in such a mood that one after another he would go on giving me.
I mean, let me just say one thing. You know, when you were translating this, and I would be sitting here writing down from your translation, I mean, some lines were just so great. I would just think, God, this is so great. You know, this is so wonderful. It's so beautiful, so deep. I mean, did you ever feel that way when Baba was dictating to you?
At that time, I did not feel anything. But when I would read out and when Baba would make gestures according to the meaning, you know, just like heart, it touched my heart, my wounded heart. So he would show through gestures.
Yeah.
Then I would feel. Actually, that weeping, when the gesture, Baba would make the gestures, his eyes, as if really he was... Yes, it was like this. So at that time I realized, oh, really,
this is... See, these poems, Mersarogaji, they're so much full of suffering and heart and, you know, such intense feeling that when you read that to Baba, it's as if he was undergoing all that on behalf of all lovers, isn't it?
I don't know what it was, but when he would... When he would make gestures about suffering and the wounded heart and the arrow and all these things. So his face would look as if, you know, he was passing through it. And then I would realize that, ooh, this I wrote. At that time, I would realize, otherwise nothing, you know. And nothing, I would not feel anything. I would just think that, what is there? Nothing, meaningless.
But even when he would dictate a line to you?
At that time, nothing.
Yes.
But when I would read out to him and he would make gestures accordingly, then I would feel.
I mean, that's so hard for me to understand because these poems have such intense re-feeling. It's hard to imagine that you just sat down and didn't feel when you were writing it. You just wrote.
You have no idea what I was passing through during that period. What I was passing through, all this separation, even if Baba was there, I would feel the separation. I would just feel that I am away and away and away from him. I would just talk to Baba and I would just feel that I was away and away.
Why? Because he was indifferent like that?
No, not indifferent, but away means here, you know, that feeling would be there that he is the ocean. He's the ocean. I am not just talking to the ocean. I'm just talking to his main form.
Yeah.
How away, far away I am.
You would feel that?
Ah, yes. And the separation and everything. Yes.
Is it unique that you only felt it during that
time? No, many a time I felt. Not during that particularly that
but
time. But when I would write, of course, something should be there. Not just...
I know. No, but you said, I mean, you just wrote without...
Just wrote means it would come because the situation would also be there. The situation would also be there.
I mean, because the feeling is so deep. That's why it's so moving.
The situation would also be there. Not that just one gets inspired and he writes things. It was not like this. There is some experience behind that.
Yeah.
It is not that. Yeah. Now finished.
Humble.
Yes, that's why I could write so many things, because I would keep night watch. At that time, of course, if something would come, Baba had given me permission. Previously, he would not. But when he had given me this writing work, at that time, I would just praise Baba's feet, and if I would remember something, something would come in my mind, immediately